Bonjour, Gakanawea. We two talk indigenous guys. Chumukimanish Nindao, Dashneo, Abachaton, and Nishnabe Moen, and also Gishigat. Daga, we Jewish in Ojibwe Moda, the podcast where we learn Ojibwe one conjugation at a time. Hey, bonjour. So, welcome to the podcast. I haven't recorded one of these in a month, I think. So, it is likely that the format might be a little bit different, but I'm pretty excited to get back into it and to start with B-form. So that's what this episode is going to be about. We're going to start talking about B-form or conjunct form or dependent form. All of those terms sort of mean the same thing when we're talking about Ojibwe language. For me, it's always been really helpful to think of B-form as kind of making a word dependent on something else happening in the sentence. So dependent or B-form, that's how I learned it. Lately, and it seems like other schools of thought, there's a lot of discussion of conjunct, that being kind of the name that they use to describe these things. So if you're looking up on like Wishki, Ojibwe verb paradigms, that sort of thing, you'll see conjunct form a lot. And conjunct just means joined together, combined, or associated, right? So like that's what we're doing with B form, that we're making a word dependent on something else in a sentence. So this is a way to make words or make sentences more complex, right? So like when it is a certain way, a certain thing happens. Well, in English, we say when it happens, then something else, you know, if that makes sense. I think it'll become more clear with examples, and I'm having a hard time thinking of, or you could do like when it is not, when it isn't sunny, it is cold, right? Like, you want to have the sentence be complex enough where you can make things dependent on other thoughts and ideas within the same sentence. I'm not sure that I'm doing justice. Like I said, haven't recorded one of these in a while. I might be a little bit rusty. So with that, it might just make sense to go ahead and read from Oshkabewis Native Journal, right? Dependent, or B-form. There are two ways to say everything in Ojibwe, an A-form, which we have looked at thus far, and a B-form, which we will look at now. The A-form is independent, meaning that the thoughts are not dependent on anything else in the sentence. It's raining. It's not snowing. It will be warm. It was cold. These are complete independent thoughts. The B-form is dependent on something else in the sentence, for example, when it's raining, as it snowed, if it's warm. All require extra information. These clauses are dependent on something else in the sentence to complete the thought. For purposes of B-form conjugations with VIIs, there are two kinds of verbs, those ending with a D and all other VIIs. Here is how they work. Final letter D. Change D to a K. Example. Abadud. Abadud. It is used. Abadud. Abaduck. When it's used. Abaduck. Abadud. It is used. Abaduck. When it's used. Example. Abaduck Ojibwemoen Niminwendum. Abaduck Ojibwemoen Niminwendum. When the Ojibwe language is used, I am happy. Abaduck Ojibwemoen Niminwendum. Abaduck Ojibwemoen Niminwendum. When the Ojibwe language is used, I am happy. Majita Magad. Majita Magad. It starts. Majita Magad. Majita Maguk. Majita Maguk. Get rid of the D, add a K. Majita Maguk. Example. Niminwendum Majita Maguk Adizokewin. Niminwendum Majita Maguk Adizokewin. I am happy when the storytelling starts. Niminwendum Majita Maguk Adizokewin. I'm happy when the storytelling starts. Final letter, anything except D. Add a G. Gisana. Gisana. It is cold. Gisanag. Gisanag. Gisana. It is cold. Gisanag. When it's cold. Gisana. It is cold. Gisanag. When it's cold. Example. Gishpin gisanag inga budawe. Gishpin gisanag inga budawe. Sorry. Gishpin gisanag inga budawe. If it's cold, I will build a fire. Gishpin gisanag inga budawe. If it's cold, I will build a fire. Bungan. Bungan. It is peaceful. It is tranquil. Bungan. Bangung. Bangung. When it's peaceful or tranquil. Bangun. It is peaceful. Bangung. When it's peaceful. Example. Nimenwendum, namadabiyan, jigbig bangung zaga ikan. Nimenwendum, namadabiyan, jigbig bangung zaga ikan. I like sitting on the beach when the lake is tranquil. Nimenwendum, namadabiyan, jigbig bangung zaga ikan. I like sitting on the beach when it is tranquil. Just doing a little bit of an intermission here before moving on, because it's important to move on. But yeah, essentially we're just adding that G sound, eh? So like if it's a vowel ending, that G is sort of a K, or that's that K sound, eh? So abaduck, or a g g k k k k. The trickiest part probably is with an N. So we'll emphasize it a lot, but it can be kind of tricky to hear the difference. So rather than bangun, bangung, but it'll be real subtle when you're listening to speakers do that, likely. So this is for first, like if it's not plural, if it's just singular, the tricky thing with B form, I mean, not tricky, it's easier, but it can be, your brain will trick you into thinking it's more complicated than it is, but pluralization and singular are the same for B form in VIIs. Let's go back to Oshkabewa's native journal. Pluralization in the B form. The singular and plural conjugations of the B form for VIIs are identical. Abaduck actually means when it is used and when they are used. Examples. Zanagud. Zanagud. It is difficult. Zanaguk. When they are difficult. Zanaguk. Zanagud. It is difficult. Zanaguk. When they are difficult. When it is difficult. Means both things. Example. Namunji dok gishpin zanaguk anishinabe moenan. Namunji dok gishpin zanaguk anishinabe moenan. I don't know if Indian languages are difficult. Namunji dok gishpin zanaguk anishinabe moenan. Badukade. It is planted. Badukade. It is placed in the ground. It stands up from a surface. It is planted. Badukade. Badukadeg. Badukadeg. They are planted or standing up from the ground. It's from a surface, rather. Example. Badukadeg giwigiwa minanen gigawikungamen. Badukadeg giwigiwa minanen gigawikungamen. When our lodges are in place, we'll have a feast. Badukadeg giwigiwa minanen gigawikungamen. So it can be a little tricky when you're first figuring out kind of when to use B form, what the function of it. We'll have an episode that talks about this in more detail in the future. I think I'm going to stop it here rather than go into that. But there are certain things that kind of introduce B form, which we'll work on in the future. Like I said, like Gishpin, like if there's an if there, then you know it's going to be in B form. Certain other things like hopefully, or there's just certain standalone particles that kind of indicate that you're going to have to do B form. We call them B form introducers. When we get to that episode, I might kind of find a much longer list than there is in Oshkabewa's native journal, because that can be a helpful thing for knowing kind of how to construct a sentence. B form is really an important concept to get your head around, but it's really tricky for people to understand when they're first learning. It's how we ask who, what, where, when, and why questions. You're going to need to have that B form stuff kind of handy and understand what it's doing. Cause all those who, what, where, when, why words essentially mean that you have to be using B form. Technically we're using a third form called C form. Ignore that until we get to it, I guess. But C form is just the same thing as B form, but with initial vowel change. I wasn't going to say it because it can seem overwhelming and confusing, but B-form is really useful. As with everything in Ojibwe, it kind of builds onto other forms. It is fairly consistent. You know, we're just trying to add that G or K sound to the end of your verb, and that kind of is the indication to your ear that you are in B-form, that this statement is dependent on something else when we're talking about VIIs. It's an important tool that's much more complicated. It's much less complicated than it seems, but it seems pretty complicated. So if you feel overwhelmed, that is normal. Just practice up a bunch and you'll get it. Speaking of practicing up a bunch, holy buckets, were those examples tricky. Badukadeg giwigiwaminan, and took me a long time to get right. But yeah, it's really helpful to just kind of slow down, look at those words, go from backwards. Wigiwam is, it's a noun, wigiwam or wigwam. And then that verb, our lodges, there's implying ownership and plural, so there's just a lot going on. So, giwigiwam and on in. Like, that's a big chunk of words there. But it is good practice to go through and maybe say these examples to yourself a couple times, as well as kind of all the quizzes and things of that sort. So next week's episode, we're going to talk about negation in the B form. And how to negate in B form, because it's different than how to do it in A form. Maybe easier. I'll just do a quick rundown of the new words this week. Some of them are real dang useful. Abadud, it is used. Real good word. Abadud, it is used. Majitamagud, it starts. Majitamagud. You'll see that maji or majita as part of other words for like beginning or starting things. Bungan, it is peaceful, it is tranquil. Bungan, that is maybe, in my head, one of the worst, like, worst sounding words for what it means. It is peaceful, it is tranquil. Bungan. Maybe I'm missing something. Bungan. And then a very constant used word by me, a good one, zanagud. Zanagud. It is difficult. Zanagud. Definitely use that term a lot. Zanagud. And finally, badukade. Badukade. It is planted, it is placed in the ground. Were any of the, there we go. So, there's our new words, and now let's get on to the quiz. Alright, for the quiz this week, I'm actually not going to do the conversations for a little bit here in order to maximize the amount of space that we have to host the podcast for a bit. So anyway, we'll just go straight into the quiz rather than doing dialogues, but I encourage you to kind of make up your own dialogues. Okay, Anin Ekadong. So how do we say this in English? Anin Ekadong Jaganashimoin. Gisinag da Zogipo. Gisinag da Zogipo. Gisinag da Zogipo Jaganashimoin. Alright, how do we say that in English? Gisinag da zogipo. When it is cold, it could snow. Gisinag da zogipo. Alright. Aninekadong ojibwemoen. Aninekadong, did it start? Ojibwemoen. Aninekadong, did it start? Ojibwemoen. Did it start? Did it start? Aninekadong, did it start? Ojibwe moin. Gimajita magadena. Gimajita magadena. Did it start? Gimajita magadena. Did it start? Okay. Anin ekadong jaganashimoin. How do you say this in English? We abadadena ojibwe moin. We abadadena ojibwe moin. We abadadena ojibwe moin. How do we say that in English? Anin ekadong we abadadena ojibwe moin. How do we say that? We abadadena Ojibwe moin. Yeah, will the Ojibwe language be used? Good. All right, and now how do we say this one in Ojibwe? How do you say this in Ojibwe? Aninekadong Ojibwe moin. How do you say it? The Ojibwe language is not difficult. The Ojibwe language is not difficult. Aninekadong Ojibwe moin. The Ojibwe language is not difficult. How do you say that? The Ojibwe language is not difficult. Yeah. Gawin zanagasenun ojibwemoen. Gawin zanagasenun ojibwemoen. Tell everybody. Gawin zanagasenun ojibwemoen. All right. And ani nekadong joganashimoen. How do we say this in English? What am I saying here? Zogipung minua gimewang niskadad. Zogipung minua gimewang niskadad. Zogipung minua gimewang niskadad. How do you say that in English? Zogipung minua gimewang niskadad. Zogipung minua gimewang niskadad. So what are we saying there? So Zogipung minua gimewang, when it snows and rains. Both of those are B form, right? Zogipung minua gimewang niskadad. So when it snows and rains, it is bad weather. Niskadad is our standalone there. That's our independent phrase that raining and snowing are attached to. So Zogipung minua gimewang niskadad. Hopefully that wasn't too hard. And then finally, how do we say this in Ojibwe? When it is sunny, it is warm. Ani nekadong. When it is sunny, it is warm. Ojibwe moen. When it is sunny, it is warm. So how do we make it is sunny B form? When it is sunny, it is warm. Right. So waseya magak, right? So, or waseya, Waseyad, Waseyag, you could do, or Waseya Magak, Waseyag, Waseya Magak. And then it's just Abawa, because that Abawa is independent. So when it is sunny, it is warm. Waseya Magak, Abawa. All right, cool. Migwetchigo Bizendoyeg. The language table is back and going strong. I haven't seen any new faces there. Feel free to come in to that White Earth Tribal College and Tribal and Community College language table. We're only meeting on Tuesdays now, starting around 7, and the Zoom meeting ID has changed. So if you have tried to log in and haven't been able to get in, that is maybe why. So come hang out. It's pretty informal. If a bunch of podcast learners show up, we might kind of just start doing more podcast review stuff. But kind of a fun, informal class setting to talk Ojibwe history and language and practice some stuff and hang out with some cool people. So, make what you go. See you next week.